Belinda Audio presents this unabridged recording of Circle of Flight, written by John Marsden and read by Michaela Martin. You run back out through the house. You're crying, but not much, and there are no tears. You're saying his name over and over in a kind of weeping way. But there's no point to that, because he couldn't hear you anyway. You stand in the middle of the front drive. You'd make a good target for anyone with a high-powered rifle, for anyone with no conscience, for anyone who takes life because they like it, for anyone who has a particular reason to hate you for what you did during the war. You see something that you missed before, when you were racing up the driveway in the ute. His other UGG boot, about 30 metres away. Your brain clicks a few times as it processes this information, and something deep inside your mind tells you that there's still hope. Not much, but just a chance that he might be out there somewhere and alive. But you're not a black tracker. Sure, you've picked up a few things over the years. Sometimes you've been able to follow a cow who's about to calve, and you've found the hidey hole she's made. You've followed the trail of the motorbike to find your dad when he was working somewhere in a paddock and you had a message for him from your mum. Sometimes that was ridiculously easy, especially when he was riding through long grass or a crop. Not long ago, you did follow some of Gavin's tracks when he nicked off on a motorbike to follow his heroes, Homer and Lee. But with the rain, there are so many tracks around the homestead at the moment that maybe even one of the legendary black trackers, the Aborigines who can follow a lost child across rocks and sand, would be struggling here. And now you have a lost child. And he could be 1 kilometre away or 100, and he could be to the north or the south or the east or the west, and he could be going further away with every minute. This is a big country. You don't know where to even start your search. And chances are, you're just searching for a body anyway.